Gary, you've signed Will Buckley on loan. What is it about him that made you want to get him to St Andrews?
Well, I think Will's the perfect type of player for us, first and foremost. I think if you look at when he was at Brighton, he was brilliant in the counter-attacking system. You know, he travels well up the pitch with the ball. You know, he's got really good quality in the final third. A little bit of Premier League quality, I think, when you see that Sunderland paid something like £3 million for him. And in some ways, he fits the bill that I like of those sort of players that perhaps for maybe 6 months to a year haven't quite done what they wanted to do. So there's a bit of added motivation. We need to kick-start again. Obviously, Sunderland are fighting a very different fight in the Premier League, which requires a different type of player. But I think if we can just get him going again, a little bit of confidence built and get some of those performances back out of him, I think he could be a really, really exciting player for us.
There's a lot of pressure on managers in this window to go and get players, get as many as you know what I mean, get sign who we're signing. And understandably, fans have that window of a month and really want to see things happening. How difficult is it for you to resist that pressure?
Well, it's difficult in as much as well. I think if you look historically over this January window, sometimes the teams that bring more players in don't do very well because you affect what you're doing. And sometimes, like us, you know, we're not doing that much wrong at the minute. So I think it's always subtle changes. I think the challenge we've got at the moment is, of course, we wanted to make subtle changes, then you lose the likes of Damari and Dave Cottrell, perhaps to injury, and Neil Eardley. So all of a sudden that need becomes a little bit greater to get more numbers in. But they've got to be the right players, haven't they? And I think for me, you know, I always have a really good idea of what type of player we want in, based on performances and based on various things. So, and it's not easy, you know, go and tell me, you know, two players that could make us a much better team straight away in this division that we can afford and that will come to Birmingham. And it's not easy, you know, it's not easy because those type of players will have Middlesbrough, Derby, Burnley, Brighton, all of those teams will also be probably looking at those types as well. You know, so we just got to work incredibly hard, convince one or two clubs to let them go, convince one or two players to come. And hopefully our position will help that. But yeah, listen, there's always a massive clamour, isn't there, amongst fans and listen, when, you know, sometimes when someone shows me a piece done by people I won't mention, but names players at the club that think they're close to first team action and probably haven't actually seen those players play, then you're not going to take that too seriously, are you?
So you're close to all others, though?
Yeah, we're close to others, but listen, I said it in the summer, we were, you know, three signings. I would say we were literally expecting them to sign, and it didn't happen. So I think when you've been in that position, that's how close you can get. And that can come after 2 weeks of incredibly hard work every day, you know, every day trying to make it happen. So until they're done, they're not done. But we are working incredibly hard. You know, we think we've got our domestic targets. We know exactly who we want. So it's a case of trying to just get those deals done. We're also, our scouts are out in, Darren, our head of recruitment, head of performance, is out in Germany this weekend and in Holland watching games, you know, watching two or three targets. So again, we're mixing up what we want to bring in. You know, we think there's real value out there, but of course we also know there's a balance in any team that, you know, maybe one more might be possible, but you wouldn't want to bring in two or three different nationalities at this stage of a season. So but we're working hard, and I think when we get one or two extra ones, you know, they'll be quite exciting ones, hopefully.
You mentioned good players. I would also imagine, because you've built a really good team spirit here, it has to be good characters as well, because the wrong signings can affect your dressing room.
Absolutely, Tom. It's such a, you know, you're almost at a little unique sort of tipping point at the moment where, you know, if you bring two or three signings in that are not quite good enough, then the two or three that are not in the team, then you run the risk of disrupting your mentality as a group. And don't forget, we've also got three or four players that probably haven't had as much opportunity as they'd like, and they're waiting for a chance also. So it's a fine balance. And like you say, that I'm big on that. I'm big on that group dynamic and that team dynamic. So they've got to be the right type of people to want to push in. And of course, sometimes you can get you could sign what looks like the greatest player, but we could sign and occasionally come and they're playing a division down and they're perhaps not as motivated, and you've got to also put that little bit of hunger and drive into signings as well. You know, that's certainly something we look for.
You mentioned a couple of injuries there, Neil Eardley, and I mean, it's hard not to feel for a dad like that.
Yeah, I spoke to him this morning. I've gone in to see him and you know, you can see he's really low. I'm sure that you know, he's probably his whole family is suffering at the moment. I'm sure he's got a young family. You know, and for someone like that, that's been so unfortunate, and to be such innocuous situations, and then to pick up what didn't look like a lot and turns into a cruciate ligament injury. You know, it's up to us now to rally round, and that's where we show. It's a different side to football, isn't it? Because all players want to play, all players love playing football, or I would say the vast majority. So when someone takes it away from you for a long period of time, and it's difficult, it's tough, and you know, it's like having a job without having a job. You know, we're all the same. As much as we moan about, be nice to be retired. Sometimes going into work for the day, it's quite nice. You have a bit of banter with people, and you can do your job and feel a bit of self-worth. But for a footballer who is injured, it's very difficult to do that. So we'll gather around him, we'll rally around him, and I'm sure that before too long he'll be using it positively to come back even stronger. But it's a tough break for the kid.
And David Cottrell, a man who's been very important to your squad, not out, and it looks like he could be out for 3-4 weeks.
Yeah, it's a difficult one with Cots because his knee's absolutely fine, which we're really pleased about. Although it's obviously not been tested massively, but it's just a real tightness around his hamstring area and back. You know, he's not really got any muscle damage in his hamstring. Scans appear to show, so it's more a case of just spending a bit more time, perhaps being a bit more cautious this time because that's twice he's felt his hamstring. And we've got to make sure that, I think, you know, Pete and his team, the medical team, you know, we really strengthen and make sure that when he comes back next time, you know, he comes back for good. Because he's a player we miss. We've said that all along. We've had to, you know, we've had some big things this season. If you think about it, we're still in the mix brilliantly. But we've had Clayton out for long periods. We've had Cottrell out for long periods. You know, we've had some tough parts of the season and great credit, I think, to everyone, the fact that we're still in there and really going strong.
One of your youngsters, Reece Brown, has been at West Ham on trial, now Bournemouth. Is that a sign he's not wanted here? What should fans read into that?
I think there's been a lot documented in the past, hasn't there? But I think sometimes with any young player, you know, how they see the game played and how you as a manager who's played in League 2 and League 1 and the Conference and who's managed at those levels perceive the game to be played is often, you know, it's often matching those up a little bit to get the best out of people. So I spoke before about Brownie, but he'd missed one or two things and perhaps I feel just needed to show a little bit more commitment around some of the non-footballing side of things. And because of that, you know, because of the way I am, he's not been as close to our team as he should. But there's one thing, you know, I recognise his ability. I recognise his, you know, technical aspects of his game are really, really good. So he's just trying to give him the opportunity to go out in the minute, experience something else. He's been out to West Ham. He's gone out to Bournemouth this week, I think. Yeah, I think he's going to another, probably a top four club after that. Then that'll be it. And it'll be a case of if any of those teams follow up that with anything concrete, then we'll look at it. But, you know, I just think that's more proactive than sitting him in the 21s and him being frustrated and us being frustrated and not really fulfilling his potential, you know.
Talked about it before. Ability is only part of the job, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's probably one part of 10 things you need. You know, it's no surprise that occasionally you see a player, even in the Premier League, that technically doesn't look that great, but just by sheer will and a desire to be the best professional out there, that, you know, they'll make a living out of the game and a very good living. So I think that's always the one when you know, you just want to see all of those attributes in young players to enable them to succeed. So you're right, yeah.
Derby County, they're not top of the table, but I've seen a fair few games of theirs. They might be, for me anyway, one of the best teams in the league. Do you see them as real title challengers?
Yeah, I think they're you know, at one stage of the season, I felt they were the best team in the league. I think what's always crucial this season is teams have little fluctuations because that's just the nature of the Championship. We know it's a tough league. At the minute, Middlesbrough look like they're taking that mantle, but I see Derby as one of the best teams. They've got a squad filled with lots of high quality options. You know, they've got a manager in Paul. I've had quite a few sort of brief conversations with And you know, he's obviously got a vast experience, you know, particularly on the European and domestic scene, working with some top managers. So I think they're a club that are really pushing hard to get to the Premier League, you know, in terms of their infrastructure, the money that they're trying to do things right within the community as well. So, but they're a very good side, and we know that, you know, they've been pretty open and honest and saying that they didn't think they were at the best. Quite well documented against Reading on Tuesday night at home. I think they were, you know, it was one of their poorer performances, but we know this team are capable of winning any game of football against any opposition, you know, such as a quality. So we'll have to be at our best. We're respectful of that. I'll try to stay a little bit calmer this time. I'll try and take something that suppresses my excitement. And I'll ask the doc in a minute. I don't know what he's got, but I'm sure he's got something. But yeah, listen, it's a game I always look forward to. It's a great game. It's as tough as they come away from home in this division. But again, we'll relish it, and we'll love a challenge.
You, though, Birmingham City, your team, are probably becoming the team that most teams don't want to face on their own ground.
Well, we're a difficult side to play against, you know, and that's down to togetherness, down to a real direction of what we want to do, down to a little bit of toughness I thought we showed against Forest, which we've probably shown a different side to our game. Of course, without Demari, we're not as obvious a counter-attacking threat, so therefore we've got to go down one or two different routes. But we've got character, and we're a tough team to play against. So I think any team that's facing us at home knows what we're up against. And I think what we do is we give teams that real quandary of, because we're a counter-attacking side and because most teams need to try and dominate the ball in front of their own fans, that they know by doing that they leave us space. So it's always, I think what it does is it just puts the opposition under a little bit of caution, and sometimes that's enough to perhaps stop them from playing their own game. But listen, we know Derby are good enough and they've got good enough players to hurt you, but we've also got some good players and we're doing all right.
At least it's not far to go home, is it?
It's not far to go home. My car's happy. My petrol card's gone back in the wallet. So that'll be two games in a week where...
You might have to stay in if you get a good result.
I stayed in last time for an hour and then went out, Tom, so you know me, mate.
Thanks very much.